we would, well, all of us, we all worked, all of us children. Of course, with 9 children, you have to.
Yeah, sure, I guess so.
And so we did the picking. I mean, and then in the early spring, the older girls, because, see, our boys were little. They were almost the babies.
That's right. And
so the older girls would help Daddy with plowing. Mm-hmm. And they could run the middles, you know, and they could do the drag, pull the drag. And so they did that kind of work. And then the smaller ones, whatever we could do, we did the chopping. And
what's pull the drag?
Well, really, they don't pull the drag. The mules pull the drag, but you have to drive it. And we had to, it was, I don't know if you've ever seen one or not, but it was just a lot of boards put together, and it dragged the ground smooth. You know, when you, after you plowed it, you wanted it down smooth.
Uh-huh.
So he would fix that drag, and usually he'd put two or three of us small children sitting on it to hold it down to the ground, and then one of the other girls would drive it, drive the mules.
Oh. Well, now, when you'd be chopping cotton, now, would that be, you'd be getting the weeds out?
Mm-hmm. And if the cotton happened to be too thick, we'd have to cut it out, you know, where it wouldn't.
Well, now, do they have a lot of weeds in cotton fields?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what types of weeds did they mostly have?
Well, we had kookaburras, a lot of kookaburras.
Yeah.
And, of course, in the fall of the year, we could really tell we missed them. And then morning glories. We had morning glories. Yes, you forget through the years, and then it comes back to you.
Yeah, that's funny about things like, in a way, somehow it seems to me when I'm thinking about things like childhood memories are in some ways more vivid than more mm-hmm. recent.
Yes,
memories.
Lots of times they are.
Oh, different things, you know, lots mm-hmm. of things are. So you would have to get out and you would chop the weeds out. That
mm-hmm.
would be fun.
We had a hoe, and we would cut the weeds. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet you had a lot of kookaburras. I can just imagine that, and getting them all over
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's right. Sure did.
Oh, wow. Well, now, you were telling me that you had a barbed wire fence mm-hmm. to around. Well, now, what would the barbed wire fence be connected to? I mean, what?
Posts.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see. And then now you'd have to connect it each time to. I mean, every single post. I mean,
it was stapled.
Oh, I see.
Daddy used staples to put it to each post,
uh-huh.
and then usually we had 3 strands around. Uh-huh. They would be that far apart, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it was to keep the cows
mm-hmm.
in.
And that would be the primary fence.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any kind of wooden fences you remember people
had? Yes. Now, they did have wooden fences.
Uh-huh.
They would, they had, what did they call them? Well, I can't remember the word. Palin fence. That's what I was trying to think of.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, and they had those sometimes
mm-hmm.
too. Yeah. I guess barbed wire was probably more modern.
Yes, I guess it was.
Kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what would you use? Like, did they have? They didn't have running water in the house.
No.
In those,
mm-hmm.
did they?
We had a pump.
You had a pump.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Now, why would you carry water in to the?
We had galvanized buckets.
Oh, galvanized
water
buckets.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And what about to carry milk in?
We had the, usually we had the granite mm-hmm. buckets.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what we
mm-hmm. And now, what about to carry to feed the hogs?